Welcome to Money Myths Busted, the lottery fallacy, the true cost of chasing jackpots. I'm really intrigued by the psychology behind lottery tickets. It's fascinating how a small piece of paper can hold so much sway over our dreams and decisions. What about you?
Absolutely. It's the human element, the hope, the what if that gets me. And frankly, the historical and cultural impact of lotteries is immense, spanning centuries and continents. It's a global phenomenon.
Exactly. From ancient China financing the Great Wall with kino slips to modern governments using lotteries as a revenue source, it's a story worth exploring. I think what many people overlook is the sheer mathematics of it all. The odds are astronomically stacked against the individual, yet the dream persists.
It's the allure of instant wealth, isn't it? A quick fix to financial woes. But the reality is far more complex. The input text provides a deep dive into the evolution of lotteries, the psychology of addiction, and the economic impact, both positive and negative. We'll be unpacking all of that today.
Precisely. And, we'll also be discussing practical alternatives for building genuine wealth. Strategies that offer more than just a fleeting chance of a jackpot. So let's start with the psychology behind lottery addiction. What drives individuals to consistently play despite the overwhelming odds?
Well, it's a mix of factors, right? The thrill of the gamble, the dopamine rush of anticipation, the social reinforcement. It's easy to get caught in a cycle, especially when you see or hear about big wins. The media plays a significant role in perpetuating the lottery dream, almost a rags-to-riches narrative.
Yeah, I see. It's almost as if the lottery taps into our deepest desires for a better life. It's marketed as a dream, a fantasy, and people buy into that. But what about the darker side, the addiction? The input text mentions problem gambling and the devastating consequences it can have.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slippery slope, definitely. Like any addiction, it can spiral out of control, leading to financial ruin, strained relationships, and even mental health issues. The input text highlights the importance of recognizing the signs and seeking help. It's crucial to remember that it's a treatable condition.
Got it. And the economic impact? While governments often tout lotteries as a painless form of taxation, the reality is more nuanced, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. While some revenue may go towards public services, the vast majority of lottery players are losing money. And often, those most vulnerable to the lottery's allure are the ones who can least afford to lose. It can exacerbate existing inequalities.
Interesting. So we've touched on the psychology of addiction and the economic impact, but what are the viable alternatives? How can individuals build wealth without relying on the lottery's false promises?
Well, there are many proven strategies, right? Investing in the stock market, real estate, starting a business.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time, effort, and education, but these methods offer a much more sustainable path to financial security. It's about building a solid foundation, not chasing a fleeting dream.
So we've talked about the lure of the lottery, the psychology, the economics. It's a pretty bleak picture, huh?
Yeah, pretty grim, but the input text really digs deep into the why of it all, and that's fascinating. It's not just about chasing a dream. There's some serious science behind this.
It's like, peeling back the layers of an onion. You've got the dopamine rush, the what-if fantasy, but then there's the darker stuff, the potential for real addiction.
Right, and the input text mentions this reclassification of pathological gambling as a full-blown disorder in the DSM versus, that's a big deal. It's being recognized as a real addiction, like substance abuse, not just a lack of impulse control.
Oh, so similar neurological pathways are involved? That's unsettling.
Apparently so. The text talks about norepinephrine and serotonin neurochemicals linked to mood, stress, even thrill seeking. It seems problem gamblers might have imbalances driving them to seek that high.
I see. So it's not just a choice. There's a biological component, too? That adds another layer of complexity to the issue.
Definitely. And it makes you think about the solutions, right? If it's an addiction, simply telling people to stop isn't enough. They might need more targeted help, like therapy or medication.
The text mentions cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, and interestingly, it also touches on the social aspect, the environment. It suggests that factors like readily available gambling opportunities, like online betting, can exacerbate the problem. Yeah? It's almost as if the system itself enables the addiction. It's not just a personal failing, it's a societal issue too.
Exactly. The text even cites a UK study linking increased problem gambling to relaxed legislation around gambling advertising. It's waffy. Skasha. It's food for thought. Makes you question the whole industry, doesn't it?
So we're delving into the fascinating and sometimes troubling world of behavioral economics, specifically the nudge theory.
Yeah, it's really interesting how subtle changes can influence our choices, often without us even realizing it. Like that example of rearranging junk food in a store. Brilliant, yet so simple.
It is. And it's everywhere, from the UK's nudge unit advising the government to the Penn Medicine nudge unit improving health outcomes. It's even being used in business management, particularly in health, safety, and environment initiatives, aiming for a zero-accident culture.
It makes you wonder how much of our decision-making is truly our own, doesn't it? There are ethical considerations, of course. Some argue that nudging is manipulative, infringes on autonomy, or even violates liberties.
Right. Sunstein addresses these concerns in The Ethics of Influence, arguing that nudges can actually improve welfare. But the debate is ongoing. Some ethicists question the scientific basis, others its compatibility with the rule of law. It's a complex issue.
It is, and it's tied to the broader field of behavioral economics, which challenges the traditional economic view of humans as perfectly rational actors. It acknowledges our biases, heuristics, and our irrationality.
Exactly. Heuristics like satisficing or elimination by aspects are mental shortcuts we use to simplify decisions, but they can lead to suboptimal choices. And then there are the biases.
Mm. Oh, the biases, so many, right? Present bias, gambler's fallacy, anchoring, the list goes on. These biases can really mess with our ability to make sound judgments.
They can. And the input text highlights some specific ones relevant to investing and finance, like loss aversion and the narrative fallacy. These can lead to irrational investment decisions, market inefficiencies, a whole host of problems.
And that's where behavioral finance comes in. It tries to understand how these psychological factors influence investors and markets. It challenges traditional finance theories like the efficient market hypothesis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So instead of assuming markets are perfectly rational, it acknowledges the role of human emotion and bias. It's a more realistic, albeit more complex, view.
Definitely. The text mentions some key figures in the field like Kahneman, Thaler, and Schleifer. Their work has been instrumental in challenging conventional wisdom.
Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating area of study, and it has practical implications too. Understanding these biases can help us make better decisions, both in our personal finances and in public policy. So we've been talking about lotteries and... Well, it's not all champagne wishes and caviar dreams, is it?
No, not at all. It's a fascinating, complex issue with serious implications for individuals and communities. The input text really highlights the dark side, the potential for addiction.
Yeah. That whole dopamine rush thing, it's unsettling. Like, it's not just a bad habit. It can be a genuine disorder, right?
Exactly. The text mentions the DSMV reclassification. Pathological gambling is now recognized as a real addiction, similar to substance abuse. There are actual neurological pathways involved, imbalances in norepinephrine and serotonin.
I see. So there's a biological component, not just a lack of willpower, that adds another layer of complexity to the treatment, right?
Definitely. CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is mentioned, but also medication might be necessary in some cases. And the text highlights the environmental factors, too, like easy access to gambling opportunities, online betting, for example.
Oh, it's almost as if the system enables the addiction. The UK study linking relaxed legislation on gambling advertising to increased problem gambling is, well, it's troubling.
It is. It makes you question the ethics of the whole industry. Especially when governments promote lotteries as a painless form of taxation, when it's often the most vulnerable who are hardest hit.
And then there's the whole social reinforcement aspect. Family and friends playing, the media portraying lottery wins as a dream come true. We interested done it next night of the dream come true.
Right. It creates this almost aspirational image, ignoring the devastating consequences addiction can have. Financial ruin, strained relationships, mental health issues. It's a slippery slope.
So what's the takeaway here? Is it just don't play the lottery?
Well, I think it's more nuanced than that. It's about understanding the risks, recognizing the signs of addiction, and seeking help if needed. And crucially, it's about promoting responsible gambling practices and providing support for those struggling with addiction.
Got it. And for those looking to build genuine wealth, the text does offer some more sustainable alternatives.
Investing, real estate, starting a business. Mm-hmm. These require effort and education, but they offer a much more secure path to financial stability than chasing a jackpot.
So, final thoughts. Anything else we haven't touched on?
I think we've covered the main points. The psychology, the economics, the societal impact. It's a lot to digest, but it's important information. Knowledge is power, as they say.
Yeah. Well, that about wraps it up for this episode of Money Myths Busted. Thanks for joining us. And remember, there are healthier ways to build your dreams than relying on luck.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. And to our listeners, if you or someone you know is struggling with gambling addiction, please reach out for help. There are resources available, and recovery is possible.